Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I am Pastor John McClain here, minus a Dr. Jennifer Herrera, but with a future Dr. Candace McClain.
Hey.
Every relation, because she's my wife. So thank you. Thank you for filling in for my studio wife, honey, and being my studio wife for the day.
Oh, thanks for having me. I was thinking I got to come up with a thrifty name for, like, once I finish school and get my doctorate.
It's only a couple months away.
I need to figure it out. I got something like Dr. J, but like Dr. Lane or something. I don't know. We'll have to talk about it.
Dr. Lane McClain. I don't know. Dr. Mac.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so thank you. Yeah, thank you for joining me. And I'm excited to... The first time you've been my guest co-host on this show.
I agree.
You've been the guest co-host a couple of times on the Common Good radio show.
For sure. So.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see. Hopefully this will go better. I think if anything... I'm certain it will go better because, like, this is right up your wheelhouse.
I agree.
Like, there's I don't think there's too many things that you know better in the world than college.
That's true.
Like, you've done college, I think, more than you've probably done anything else in your life.
That's true. I don't have a year of life without some level of schooling in it from kindergarten until now.
Mm-hmm. So that's cool. So we will talk about all your big fancy brain and your $8 million worth of student loan debt on the second half of the show. And the first half of the show would be cool because we have a couple people with a different type of license here with us, with a real estate license, to talk about that and kind of some of the other avenues that we as individuals can pursue, our younglings. I got some teenagers that are growing up that they can pursue that isn't college, you know, because the truth is college isn't for everyone. Mm-hmm. And not only is not college for everyone, but college sometimes is for people at different stages in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm almost 40 years old, and I'm what you call a career first person, because what I did out of high school, I joined the military, mm-hmm. I started several businesses, raised a family, did that whole thing, and now here later in my life, I'm working to get my bachelor's degree, and I'm okay with it. I'm having a great time. So we have Raymond Smith and we have Sandra Johnson here in studio with us with Indy Realty to talk about all the goodies. Thanks, you guys, for joining us.
Thanks for having us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I say just right off the top, explain to us, because I know me and my wife, this is something we've discussed regularly and something I think we'll probably still, you know, do one day, particularly once the market's not so weird. Get our own real estate license. So explain to us, what does that, you know, process look like? And, you know, is it as arduous as, you know, us laymans may think it is?
I feel like that's a loaded question. The schooling is not that long, mm-hmm. you know, to get your license. You do have to, you know, sit in a chair and be present. Mm. And you take a test when you finish your classes, but then you also have to go and take a state test and pass both of those.
Mm.
Probably not that difficult to do. And you are not ready to sell real estate when you walk out with your license. There's a background check that you have to do as well. And that's, you know, it's not that difficult. I think that having it be something that you have the skill set for is probably the bigger question, because you have to be really self-motivated and a very well-rounded person. So maybe you're great at, you know, people say, oh, I love seeing houses that are for sale. I love walking through open houses. You know, maybe I'd be a great agent. There's so much more to it. It's not all sexy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not?
It's not.
It's like, what? Honey, you do it so well, though.
So how long is the classes? I know you said you go to the classes and then you take your test. Is it like 6 months, 9 months, a year long, 15 months? Like, how long are the average classes for each state?
I'll let her look that up while I sit here and talk to you about it.
Okay.
There's different ways of getting. There's a night class. They have like 3 days a week. Okay. There's a weekend class we take only Saturday and Sundays. Oh. And then they have a full day class we take it during the week. Mm. If I'm not mistaken, I think you have to do 90 hours total. Mm. And they mean 90 hours. You can't do 89 hours. And they keep track. So let's say that in the middle of the class, let's say you do a class for the first 3 hours and something happens, you have to remake that class. You have to you have to get that hour. You have to be 90 hours, whatever the number is. You have to get that class. Once you do that, then you go. They prepare you for taking the test. Mm. So you go through them. And once you pass their test, and then you go and sign up to take the state test here, even in Tucson or in Phoenix. And then you take the test. And then once you, how many?
You were right. It's 90 hour.
Big brain.
Nice.
Big brain.
In all fairness, it's been years since I took my initial test. Yeah. So,
yeah.
And you can't remember it all.
Yeah, yeah. No,
that's
for sure.
That's why you have a partner. One
that's
of you,
right.
Only one of you needs to remember it.
That's right.
And the good thing about it is that also, if once you get your license, you're considered a sales representative. Mm. And so you have to go work for a broker. So you have to have a broker to work with. And that, and even if it's Long Realty or Antigua or Indy Realty, only have one broker. The rest of us are associate brokers or sales personnel. Mm-hmm. That's how the chain goes.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what you do. So that's what little things you got to think about. But once you come out of that class, she is 100% correct. You know nothing. You've been through 90 hours of class, but you have no idea what it's going to take to go and get a client and sell a house. Unless, of course, your mom or your sister, your brother was waiting for you to get your license so you can go buy them a house or show them how to buy a house or to sell their house. You have no clients and you have to go and start making a name for yourself. And that takes a little bit.
Interesting. Yeah. That brings up actually a good question. What do you think maybe is even missing in that real estate school or that licensing process? Or what do you think a person right after getting their license, okay, now that you got that license, you also need to learn this, or you also should go here and pick this up?
I think that a brokerage that's their responsibility to you. Their responsibility to any person who signs up to them is to make them a great salesperson, sales representative, and a real estate agent. That's their job. So they have to have the right training, the right classes to tell you, to motivate you to go do things. What they can't teach you and what they can't give you is self-motivation. If you do not have that, then you're not going to make it in real estate. You got to have that. That cannot be taught. So once you have that, then you can really make it in this business. But it takes a lot of hard work starting the beginning. And most brokerages always have a good training program to help you understand the ins and outs of real estate. Because when you go through a class and then 90 hours and, like I say, 3 weeks or whatever, it's a lot of stuff. All you do is try to remember to do facts and pass the test. Of course, you know, I just want to be able to regurgitate it right out, whatever given to me, regurgitate out. Did I pass the test? Yes. And then go about it. Now you realize, what question was that? I have no idea.
That sounds like college.
Yeah, well, that's in my economics class right now. Yeah, I get
that's
it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you go to college for 4 years and don't even know what you learned until someone asks you a question.
Yeah, go look at the book like, oh, wow, I did learn that.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's in the back of your head somewhere, but sometimes you just need to be reminded. I mean, once you start getting into business and they start talking about forms, you're like, oh, I remember that class on that. That's this, that, and that. But then you got to have the experience and have someone train you on how to do that. Did I talk too much, Sandra?
No, that's perfect. We'll talk about all that more right after this break. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with my amazing, beautiful wife, Candace McClain, and we'll be back right after this break.
Action Print and Copy is a full-service print and copy shop offering quality products at affordable prices. Everything from black and white copies to large format color signage. Whether you're shopping on the web or in their centrally located shop on the corner of Prince and First Avenue, you'll find they have the best team in town committed to providing great customer service, ready to help you meet your personal and professional goals. Call 520-829-3075 or go to printapc.com. Action, print, and copy.
If you want to sleep better, lose weight, get your life back, well, this FDA Clear technology will do just that. We guarantee you will lose 2 inches on your first session.
This comprehensive approach to weight loss allowed me to lose 40 pounds in less than 4 months. I feel great.
Call me now to book your first session.
Call us today for your health and weight loss assessment. 520-891-2882. 520-891-2882.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Hello, welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I am Pastor John McClain here without Dr. Jennifer Herrera, the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, but I do have a pretty good stand-in in Dr. Mack. Right, no. and my wife Candace McClain, who's coming to fill in for the good doctor.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been an honor. I very rarely do I get to do a radio show with the most beautiful woman in the world, but here I am.
Yeah, here you are. So turning attention to our guest.
Yes, good job.
Oh my gosh! What she would say if we were at home, I made one of those comments. She'd be like, "Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh! Yes, yeah, I wouldn't do that." God. So I do have a question. I know you said that, you know, you take the class, take the test, and you become licensed. Then you go work under a broker. How do you become a broker? Is there so many hours? Are there extra tests? What is that process?
Actually, you do have to have experience. You have to be full-time, and there's more education required. Mm-hmm. So once you have 3 years experience, you go and take the classes and pass that test, then you are an associate broker. So if you're going to be managing other people, then it's a little bit different track, but basically the same classes. So I have my associate broker's license, so I'm not ready to own my own company. I could manage myself, I'd be fine. But if I want to manage other people, then there would be another one more class that I would have to take.
Yeah. So what are these classes? Are they like it's a business school or a business class? Like what are the classes?
You can take classes at like Pima College, or you could go into the university and look for classes, but you also have real estate schools that will offer classes to get you licensed. And they also have classes for appraisers or that lenders can take. We all have to have continuing education, which I think is reasonable. Mm-hmm. Good to have. Mm-hmm. And so they have classes for people in other industries as well, but they would be real estate related.
Mm. Interesting. Okay. So the process from, the assistant broker to broker, is it just a little bit more experience and that class, or just that class and then you become a broker? And then once you're a broker, you can start your own brokerage?
You could, yes. Yeah. And so you would have to do some work, write a manual for your company, and there's accounting that's required. You would have to have the Department of Real Estate can come in monthly and look in at your books, your contracts, make sure that everything is correct. Mm-hmm. And so there is another level of accountability to the Department of Real Estate that you would be taking on as a broker. Mm. But it would allow you to hire and have agents underneath you. Mm. So really the trend now is for teams. Mm. So you have a team lead who kind of directs that group of agents. And so it's kind of maybe an in-between being your own broker, but still building a business. And so for someone who's starting out, that's an option for them as well to join a team. You get a lot of experience that way much more quickly than you would if you were out on your own, where you may do maybe 3 to 5 transactions your first year. You would have, it's kind of like drinking from a fire hose. You know, you get just thrown in. My first day of real estate, my team lead was leaving town, and so I went down to the Arizona or the Tucson Association of Realtors and signed up because it's a professional organization, and that gives me access to the Supra e-key as well. So I needed to do that process so that I could get into show listings. So I sat from the parking lot and called my team leads, my partner's client, and said, "Hey, I heard you might want to see some houses today." And they said, "Yes, what time are you available?" And I thought to myself, well, I need to go make sure this key thing works right before I show a house. So I met them a couple hours later, and they wanted to write an offer on one of the houses they saw that day.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So around 4:30 in the afternoon, I'm sitting at Frost with them, just chilling while my business partner, who had all the experience, was working on their contract. Mm. And I brought him back to the office right before 5 o'clock and realized I didn't know where, how to get into the email, how to print the contract, because I wasn't familiar with the office yet. Mm. I had just started that earlier that day.
Yeah.
And I didn't even have a working email address at my company yet. Mm. So when I say when you're working with a team, you can be thrown in, you know, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I actually helped help them with their contract on my first day of work.
Mm.
That's not how you usually start real estate.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
But the thing is that you do have your lead is going to help you through it. So it's just like anything else. When you start in any job, you want to have somebody. I consider a lead as your mentor, just trying to help you get through the process.
Mm.
And that's what happened with us. You know, we were there, and then our same lead let me come onto the team. And then they, after a certain time, looked at my wife and said, "You're ready." It's like telling you, okay, you've been in this house long enough.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go get your own place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what kind of happened. But they did it with such a smile, saying, "Hey, you're ready to go. Go ahead and go forth and prosper." You know.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
we went and started working with Indy Realty, and that's the way it went. But it works for different ways for different people. The thing I wanted to let everybody know that is it's a good thing to do. I think real estate is fun. But it is a lot of hard work. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes things, different avenues to take. And so you just have to sit there and understand what did you want to do. They try to make it a specialize in whether you want to sell houses or whether you want to deal with just sellers, the people who buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should do both, because you want to be well-rounded and understand the process of both ways. And then as you move forward and as you become an associate broker like my wife, then you can decide, okay, I'm only going to do this. The rest of my team, you'll do this.
Yeah.
And then that's how it works. I think it should work. Yeah. Remember this, guys. It's just one guy's opinion. We're going through the business.
So since I'm a therapist and all I do is talk about feelings all the time, kind of give us like a walk down memory lane of like what it felt like closing your first deal.
It was awesome. because it was my first one. Gosh, I'm trying to remember her name now.
Well, just tell us about the feeling.
Yeah, it was
feelings.
It felt so good.
You're asking a man about his feelings.
I know. That's why I had to repeat it, because they'll get lost somewhere else.
That's a therapist. Isn't it? No, it was a great feeling, because I knew I had helped someone accomplish something that I didn't think they could do on their own.
Mm.
And being young in the field and knowing that I knew something about real estate that this person didn't, and so I had information to be able to provide them that was helpful, help them make a decision. And then when they made a decision, I thought it was a great decision, and they did too, and they felt that way, that we're still friends now to this day. You know, my first person I ever wrote a contract with. So it's a great feeling. It's nerve-wracking as heck, because someone's putting a lot of money and they put their trust in you.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's scary.
Yeah.
But you have to believe in your ability and your confidence in yourself to realize I'm making the right decision, and I'm not making the right decision. I'm providing them with the right information so they can make the best decision.
Yeah.
And we got about 45 minutes. We jump out of here. Let the audience know how they can get a hold of you guys.
Go ahead.
You can reach us. You can reach me at 520-850-1725 or indy-realty.com, and it's / Sandra Johnson.
Ray Smith, 520-904-7711. And I'm at the same realty with my wife. Same realty company. So Indy Realty.
Yeah. And I really can't say enough good things about these two people. They're just amazing people. They're amazing energy. I want to think that, much like I have, if you decide to sign up with these people, you're going to have new friends on your hands. Mm-hmm. And they're definitely some amazing people to have, good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And another little cherry on the top, Ray is a vet. So if you support this country and you love America, then you need to hire them.
I like that.
Yeah, this is Make a College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. We'll be back right after this break. Thanks, you guys, for coming on with us.
At Ironwood Dental, their compassionate dentists pride themselves on quality care and patient comfort. Ironwood Dental stands behind the work they do, and they believe in building relationships with their patients and treating them with genuine care and respect. The doctors at Ironwood Dental can care for your whole family. They can perform a wide variety of dental services, services ranging from orthodontics, sedation, implants, and pediatric care. Call Ironwood Dental at 888-2900 to speak with Nia or Kelly and get scheduled. Or visit their website at ironwooddentalaz.com to painlessly book your appointment online.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to GAPmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today. Welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. This is Pastor John McClain here with my wife, Candace McClain, trying to give me a honey-do list during the break. She's like, hey, have you done this? Have you done that? Well, honey, we're about to go on air. Here we go. That's why, yeah, Dr. J never does that to me, by the way.
Oh,
yeah.
She's not your wife.
Yeah, she isn't. That's true.
She's somebody else's
I'm sure
wife.
She's doing that to somebody else, huh?
Yeah, sure.
That's how that works. So, yeah, so welcome, everybody. This is Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. If you have never heard of Tucson International Academy, Tucson International Academy is a network of charter schools around the city of Tucson, four different schools to be precise, that makes college come true for kids. 100% acceptance rate. It's if you are trying to give your child a private school like experience, but you ain't got the private school money, and you want them to be able to go to school for free and have the preparatory, the college preparatory experience that they need to get accepted into any college. Because, I mean, really, quite honestly, they have people working with the kids to help them get into Ivy League schools, whatever schools they dream to be in. So, if that's what you're looking for, go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com if you have a K-12 student. All right. So, hey, honey, how you doing?
Good.
Get off your phone.
What?
You just do. Is this? We're not at home now. We're here in the studio. Hi.
And I'm happy.
Good. I'm glad to have you here.
Yes.
Yeah. So this break or this segment, we're going to talk about you. You're in the hot seat. Yeah.
Okay.
So I have an amazing wife that has a gazillion years of college experience. And the subject I thought would be interesting is, you know, in even going to college in the first place, mm-hmm. how did that idea really start getting in your head, and what was the process of choosing a college and going to college? What was that like?
Well, my parents always said either go to college or go to the military. So I come from a military family, though my parents did not serve. I have several uncles and cousins, both male and female, probably almost in every branch in one way or another that I can think of at this point, directly off the top of my head. So
I can't think. I don't know. I haven't met a Marine yet, but yeah.
My uncle, we call him Yak, but his name is something else. So, so pretty much I have someone in every family.
Awesome.
Every family member in college.
Yeah, we had Raymond Smith come back in the studio and bring us two tickets to the Sugar Skulls game.
Oh, so nice.
My dude. Love you too, brother. Yeah.
So, pretty much every branch I have someone, so you'll meet them eventually.
Yeah.
So, essentially that's how it was. Either they said go to college or go to the military. So I ended up going to college, and pretty much that's what they taught me. My sophomore year of high school, they were like, hey, let's go on some college tours. Did I want to go far away or close by? And I kind of chose somewhere in the middle, and then they introduced me to HBCUs, which stands for Historically Black Colleges and Universities. And so I decided to attend one of those. And so I started Fisk University in Nashville, Tennessee in fall of 2005.
Hmm. Okay. So what in choosing either out of those two schools, what made you think of those two schools and not like, I don't know, a school from a different country or, you know, a school maybe even on the West Coast? You know, where did that thinking come into play?
Well, I had already traveled out of the country, so that was kind of, I didn't have a desire to be abroad because I've been abroad prior to graduating high school. But I wanted to be close enough to home that if something happened, I could get home immediately, but far enough away that like my family couldn't just pop up on me. So Tennessee was the closest that kind of fit that. That kind of gave me everything I was looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a pretty good spot. Because, I mean, well, how long was our drive from Nashville to Atlanta? About 6 hours, right?
It was four.
4 hours, mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's not bad. Mm-mm. Like, that definitely is, like, not close enough that you're not going to make it an all-day or all-weekend thing.
No, yeah.
Yeah, but not so far that
I can't get home if I'm not needed.
If like someone had to went to the hospital in the family, you had to race home to kind of just be there for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So once you finally, you know, got accepted and started going to Fisk, what was that, you know, that process and that transition like going from being a high school kid to being a full-fledged university freshman living in the dorms and all the other fun stuff?
It was pretty smooth just because at the school I went to, Fisk University, they had a weekend for prospective students. So they brought all the freshmen in who were accepted at that time. And we spent the weekend there, like learning the campus, understanding, you know, where everything was, how to do the things that we would need to get done as far as like the dorm. And then prior to school officially starting, I went a week early for freshman orientation week. So they kind of gave us a separate breakdown of like what to expect, how to expect it. They put us in orientation groups and, you know, facilitated things for us to make friends. And one of my friends that was in my orientation group, she and I are still friends to this day. So they definitely like pair you off with people or do a lot of fun team building exercises that allows you to like get to know other people, to kind of break the ice of the trepidation of like being a 17 or 18 year old person on your own. Mm-hmm. So it was a smooth transition for me because the school kind of set it up that way.
Nice. So what was it like living away from your parents for the first time, kind of, you know, being at your own will when you go to bed, when you wake up, like what was that? Was that?
Oh, I loved it. Okay, I think everybody. My comments do not. What did people say? Don't reflect the show or the radio station. Like, I think everyone should go off to college. I think you learn a lot of lessons about yourself. I think you learn about time management, just moral integrity, just life skills that you don't learn if you stay close to home while you go to college or if you live at home while you go to college. Going away, whether it be 2 hours or 3 hours, four across the country, whatever, like, going away allows you to learn about yourself and about who you are as a person that you don't get if you stay close to home.
Mm.
So I think it's the best decision I ever made. And I love my family. So
interesting. So you think maybe for at least a year, everybody should go
away from home.
Away from home.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And maybe that's in a way that's kind of where like, with Mormonism, they have their mission that they go on right after they graduate high school a lot of kind of religious.
Whatever it is, whether it be college or the military or abroad, something. You should go away from home.
Get away from your mama. Get away from your mama for a second. All right, this is the Make It College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. We'll be back right after this break to tell you more about good old college. Go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com for more information.
The Pima County Medical Examiner reported that 2019 drug overdose deaths were higher than any other accidental cause of deaths. So thank you for helping keep opioids and other prescription medications away from children in your home. If you'd like to learn about locking caps or lock boxes to keep your home RX safe, call the Pima County Community Prevention Coalition of PEP, Inc., 520-205-4781, and ask about our free medication lock caps and boxes.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
The Common Good Radio Show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you been struggling lately? Maybe you've had trouble sleeping, difficulty in a relationship, or just suffering from low self-esteem. If so, then today's BetterHelp wants to help you. There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area. Special offer to Common Good listeners, get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/Common Good Radio. That's BetterHelp.com/Common Good Radio.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Dr. J. not Dr. J. I'm here with my wife, Candace McClain, who will be Dr. M, maybe? Dr.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dr. C, you said, just doesn't feel right, huh?
We have to figure it out.
Dr. C, it just doesn't have a good ring to it, I don't think. But, thank you for joining me, honey.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
It's been great having you here so far. And now, you know, you're doubling as like a guest co-host / guest. Yeah. So let's finish the putting you on the hot seat a little bit more.
Okay.
And a question, you know, I think I've asked you this before, but, you know, I wouldn't mind sharing it with our beautiful listeners. You know, what made you choose the degree you chose? And, you know, and how has it kind of played out over the years of getting educated on that subject matter?
I think I would say my mom told me. She always thought I would be like a good therapist because she felt like I listened to people. And the reality is I wanted to be an anesthesiologist, so I didn't have to talk to anybody. But we see that's not how God wanted my life to go. And I'm okay with that. So I majored in nursing or biology and then psychology. And then I just went into psychology because it was fairly easy, but not easy as in like it wasn't hard. It's just that a lot of times in life, people, we overlook our gifts and we kind of take them for granted. And I have a gift for people and I took that for granted. But the way my life has worked, it's like, no, you need to hone this gift. So psychology and becoming a therapist was kind of the way that went. Once I accepted that personally, a lot of doors just kind of opened up for me in ways that if I would have chose a different profession, probably would have been a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I talk to people, whether it be through my work or just in general, I always say, like, what are your hobbies? What are some of the things you would just do naturally without money being involved? And those are typically your gifts that you have received from whoever your higher power is that you choose to worship at that time. Because sometimes we think, you know, if it's a struggle or if it's too easy, we don't need to do it. And it's like, no, it's easy because that's what's natural. And sometimes we need to follow that path instead of going after what other people want us to go after.
Mm-hmm. So walk us through getting your bachelor's degree, getting your master's degree, and where you are now, and you know what that transition is like, what that process was like, the challenges, the successes, any superpowers you gained along the way, you know, that type of stuff.
I learned how to read through osmosis.
Nice.
So once I graduated college, I had to take the GRE, which I don't even know what the GRE even stands for. However, it's a test you have to take to get into grad school. So it's like...
Get really excited.
For sure. Absolutely. So it's similar to like the LSAT or the GRE. It's just for med school. Like, it's just whatever the test it is that you need to get to like the next level. So I took that. Then I was accepted into... So that takes a while to study for. So I took a semester off and studied for that for a while. And you have to make a decent score, and then you get that score, and then you apply to a master's program, which is what I did. So I applied to a master's program in Tennessee called David Lipscomb, and that is a two-year program that kind of hones your skills or give you better skills for what you want to do, which would be therapy. And then once you finish that, whatever your specialty may be, then you have to get licensed. So it's kind of similar to what our previous guest discussed of there's so many hours you have to put in. There's so many steps to get licensed. So to be a therapist, you have to take three different tests. Then you have to have so many hours. So for Tennessee, it's like 3,000 hours, and they're broken into like different types. So you can do supervision with another kind of mentor, and then that's individual or group, and then you have like direct hours when you're actually working with clients underneath someone else's license, or indirect where you're like taking notes or like day-to-day kind of case management. So once you do all of those things, then you submit your application to the board, and they either approve it or deny it. And so you don't really have a rhyme or reason why they approve or deny until they do it. And then you have to go back and appeal and all of the other things. So the test is three different tests. Two are nationwide, and then one is for your state laws. So... one is for like diagnosing, understanding how the DSM-5 works. At the time, it was a DSM-4. And then just the basic knowledge of like counseling and therapy. And then the third test is your state laws. So I am licensed in three states, so I have to learn three state laws. And so that's kind of how the process. It can take roughly 2.5 years to get accomplished, just because each test, but when you take one test, they have to relinquish you to take the next test, and so on and so forth. And then if you fail it, you have to wait 3 months before you can take it again. So that'll put your time back and all of that. So it's not easy. It's very time consuming for sure.
Interesting. So you made it through getting the master's. Where does that leave you now?
So once you finish your master's, you can apply to a doctoral program. So essentially how that process works is sometimes you have to take the GRE again, or you can use your test score. It just kind of depends on the schooling's kind of baseline. Then you interview, you submit your paper application, and then you interview, with a couple of professors, also students who are there, and you do like a group interview, and then you can do individual interviews, and then they accept you, and they say yes, no, maybe so, promise to repeat, and then you get started, and you take classes, and you're in a cohort, so it's like essentially 10 people that you take every single class with throughout your time together. Then as time progresses, you have to take comps, which is basically a oral or written test of every class you've ever taken at that university. They pull a question from every class and kind of bring it together in a vignette, and you have to answer all of that. So that took about 8 hours, like one whole day. Then you pass that, fail that, review it orally, all of that. And once you do that, then you start your dissertation process. And that is the best experience of your life, doing that. And so,
is that sarcasm?
I don't know. And so once you start your dissertation, that's basically a science project or research project that you come up with on your own. And then you have to have variables, you have to test it, you have to analyze it, and you have to write it up and defend it. And then once you do that, then you're done. Or you get a pass or fail. Now, that part, though I only said it in like three sentences, it's probably the longest part of the entire degree. Because it's broken down into five or four chapters depending on your school's requirements. And you have to have a committee. They have to approve it. There's editing. So that can take years on end for some people. Well, most people it takes years, but depending on how long, depends on the person. So that's kind of how all of it works. And then you defend it, you will propose it, and they say, yes, you can do this study. Then once you do the study and you complete it, you write it up, the results and all that, and then you have to defend it. And then the people say, yes, you can have your doctorate, or no, you cannot. Mm-hmm. And then you graduate and walk away and donate as an alumni.
Yeah, and never think about studying ever again.
Never read anything again.
Never read, not even street signs.
You just go blind.
Yeah, you just like, whether it's, even when you go to the grocery store and you're picking out food, you just close your eyes and just grab stuff. You
don't pray.
Yeah, just pray. Yeah. It's Jesus. Jesus has all the answers.
He has all the answers. Yeah,
absolutely.
So that's kind of how the, just a general kind of overview of like bachelor's, master's, and doctorate if you choose to go. Mm-hmm. How it works, and it's worth it if that's what you want to do. Similar to the previous guest, a lot of the things, no matter what you do in life, you have to be internally motivated to do it. Whether if you go to a community college or study a trade, it's something that you want to do. So I always tell people, like, whatever it is, pick it and make it fun, because you don't want to be stuck in a job or a career that you hate, you feel like you have to do. When you pick a job or a career that you love, when you pick a career that you love, it never feels like work. And my job never feels like work. I love working with the couples or the families. It's always fun to just hear the story. So that's my advice to anyone. Pick something that you love and roll with it.
Nice. And for those people that are in a couple or individuals and they are looking for therapy, how can they get a hold of you?
You can call me or text me, because I know us millennials love to text. So you can call or text me at 520-800-4609. Or you can go to my website at One True Counseling. Or you can find me on Psychology Today at Candace McLean.
Yeah, so that's One True Counseling, the number one, truecounseling.com, right?
Yes.
And then
520-800-4609.
800-4609. That's pretty easy to remember, huh?
It is.
Yeah, for sure. And that's True Counseling and Candace McLean on the Facebook if you want to connect with her. She pretty much explained to you how, what it looks like right out of high school into the doctor's office. So, thank you, Candace, for joining me today, being my guest co-host and taking off the guest co-host hat and putting on the guest hat.
No, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
How do you feel? You are what we call a second active life college student, or non-traditional. So how do you feel about that?
I feel great. I'm glad to have an amazing partner like you to support me to encourage me to make positive decisions. Thank you guys all for listening to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McLean. See you next week.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
The Pima County Medical Examiner reported that 2019 drug overdose deaths were higher than any other accidental cause of deaths. So thank you for helping keep opioids and other prescription medications away from children in your home. If you'd like to learn about locking caps or lock boxes to keep your home RX safe, call the Pima County Community Prevention Coalition of PEP, Inc., 520-205-4781, and ask about our free medication lock caps and boxes.